You're listening to The Shoulders of Giants, where we profile the greatest theorems and ideas in mathematics.
The famous mathematician Johann Kepler once said, "Geometry has two great treasures. One is the theorem of Pythagoras, and the other the division of a line into extreme and mean ratio. The first we may compare to a measure of gold, the second we may name a precious jewel. This precious jewel, once referred to as the division in extreme and mean ratio, is now known as the golden ratio or golden number. It was first mentioned around 300 BCE in Euclid's Elements. The mathematician Luca Pacioli referred to it as the divine proportion in 1509. It was first referred to as the golden ratio, golden section, and golden number in 1835 by German mathematician Martin Ohm, and Mark Barr was the first to represent it by the Greek letter phi in the 20th century. Many believe that Pythagoras and the Pythagoreans were the first to study the golden ratio. This is because the Pythagorean symbol was a pentagram which uses the golden ratio to construct. George Markowski defines the golden ratio as arising from dividing a line segment so that the ratio of the whole segment to the larger piece is equal to the ratio of the larger piece to the smaller piece. This golden ratio, when solved for algebraically, equals 1 plus the square root of 5 all over 2. This is an irrational number. When put into decimal form, it has an infinite number of non-repeating values after the decimal point. Keeping this in mind, the golden ratio is approximately 1.6180339. The first approximations of the golden ratio were done by Professor Michael Maeselin in a letter to his former student Johann Kepler. The golden ratio can also be expressed as the beautiful infinite fraction 1 plus the quantity 1 over 1 plus the quantity 1 over 1 plus the quantity 1 on and on forever. This golden ratio is also intimately related to the famous Fibonacci sequence. First published by Simpson in 1753, the ratio of adjacent terms of the Fibonacci sequence converged to the golden ratio, meaning a term of the Fibonacci sequence divided by its preceding term approximates the golden ratio, and the further along in the Fibonacci sequence, the closer the approximation is to the actual value of phi. Throughout history, scholars in many different fields of study have been captivated by the golden ratio. This is mainly due to the fact that many claim that this ratio is the most aesthetically pleasing ratio to the human eye, whether it is present in a spiral, a rectangle, a triangle, or any other shape. It has been claimed that the golden ratio is present in the Great Pyramid of Khufu, and that its value was considered when constructing the pyramid. It has also been claimed that the ancient Greeks took into account the golden ratio when constructing the Parthenon at Athens. And it has even been claimed that Leonardo da Vinci used the golden ratio when drawing faces. More recently, it has even been claimed that the spirals in certain plants have the golden ratio present in their design. Though it has been proven that most of these claims are false, the presence of the golden ratio is inarguable. In other words, the creators of these objects did not take into account the golden ratio, yet it is still present in their products. They were simply trying to make something aesthetically pleasing, and the golden ratio was intrinsically a part of that. This golden ratio, a precious jewel in the realm of geometry, certainly is a beautiful number that appears in many surprising places.